This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Taiwan ordered fighter jets into the air today as Chinese warplanes buzzed the island, crossing the sensitive midline of the Taiwan Strait. It is seen as an escalation of tensions the same day a senior U.S. official began meetings in Taipei. U.S. Undersecretary for Economic Affairs Keith Krach is there for a three-day visit. He's the highest-ranking State Department official to travel to Taiwan in four decades. Earlier today, the defense ministry in Beijing announced the start of combat drills near the Taiwan Strait, denouncing what it called collusion between the Chinese-claimed island and the United States. China is firmly against Washington's closer relationship with Taipei and has stepped up military exercises near Taiwan, including 2 days of mass air and sea drills last week. Taiwan claims that 18 Chinese aircraft, including fighters and bombers, were involved today, a far larger number than Taiwan has previously encountered. Taiwan's presidential office today warned China that its overflights could damage Beijing's international image and urged China to act with restraint. Britain may soon reimpose tighter pandemic restrictions as the government tries to head off a fresh outbreak of COVID cases. Health Secretary Matt Hancock says the country must work in the coming weeks to get on top of the outbreak. New infections have pushed Britain's caseload to 384,000 at a cost of nearly 42,000 fatalities. Amid a frightening rise in coronavirus cases, Israel will adopt a second nationwide lockdown. In the past week, new COVID-19 infections have reached daily highs of over 5,000 in Israel. Total infections stand at just under 177,000, with 1,169 deaths. The coming lockdown is scheduled to last 3 weeks and begins at the start of the Jewish New Year, traditionally under normal conditions, a time for large family gatherings and group prayer. This is VOA News. The latest Johns Hopkins global pandemic